SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
SBS Punjabi Radio. Now I am with Honorable Julian Hill, member from Bruce. You are attending the seminar on dowry. Are you aware, like, what is the exact meaning of dowry? And how it's affecting the community?
Sure, I'm really pleased to be here at the second National Summit on Dowry Abuse. Mm-hmm. I attended the first National Summit in Melbourne a couple of years ago, where I first learnt about the growing problem of dowry abuse in Australia and the impacts on vulnerable women, but increasingly the broader community. Dowry abuse is when the practice of dowry, way beyond normal gift giving, becomes abusive, and it's about coercion and extortion and increasing demands for more and more gifts before and after weddings occur. And I think most Australians would be shocked to know that marriage has become a lucrative, a money-making business in some parts of the world, where the promise of Australian citizenship can command huge extortion-like dowries. And it's been proven that dowry abuse is a cause of horrific family violence, murders and suicide. So I congratulate Dr. Manjula O'Connor and all of the many people here today to continue the conversation, to shine light on this problem in the community and look for solutions to address it.
Since you are sitting in the Parliament, how the findings of Senate inquiry report would be implemented? What action plan do you have?
So the Senate inquiry report is a really important step, where for the first time at the national level, I think it's established the need for a nationally consistent approach. Importantly, having read the report, it's clear that trying to outlaw dowry is not going to work. It's an entrenched cultural practice in many parts of the world. It's the dowry abuse that we need to focus on. And indeed, there's no desire to replicate the law in India, which has been proven to be both effective and the subject of misuse and false complaints, and quite unfair to both men and women in many situations. So instead, I would like to see the recommendations of the report implemented, that we should legislate at a national level and in states and territories to recognise dowry abuse as a form of economic family violence.
And the outcome of this seminar, these types of seminars, how they will help the community?
Look, I think there's two broad objectives I understand for today. The first is to build support in the community and amongst the service providers and advocates represented here, to put pressure on all political parties, all parliamentarians, to accept the report, to accept there's a problem, and to implement the recommendations over time. The second objective, of course, is now the work that Manjula and others are doing to try and broaden the conversation beyond just some countries and recognise the global dimensions of this problem that's linked to the globalisation of migration.
The victims, sometimes they are often sent back, some dowry victims. What are you expecting from the governments, both sides of the governments, like from Indian government and Australian government? They should also have a dialogue.
There's certainly room for dialogue between the governments, but many governments, in fact, because the research is identifying that there are many countries where the same problem exists, particularly wealthy developed countries where the promise of citizenship becomes very lucrative, and we have to be honest about that. The problem of abandoned brides is heartbreaking because, of course, in many parts of Indian culture, when a woman has been abandoned in that way through marriage, that is a stigma upon her. Now, that's not the case in Australia, and we may think that is silly or not appropriate, but it is reality in many parts of the world. And so some of the recommendations are very important, that we look at how the Australian migration system is facilitating this abuse, whereby some men appear to be able to do this multiple times. They can sponsor a woman, extract the dowry, effectively have her sent back and her visa cancelled, ruin her life, and then do it the second time. And so we need to look between governments at how we stop that happening.
Thank you so much for your time and valuable information.
Thank you very much.
SBS Punjabi listeners, I'm honoured to speak to Mr. Ted Billio, ex-premier of Victoria, who is also attending this second summit on dowry abuse. What is your message to SBS Punjabi today from your state that is a leader in recognizing dowry as an abuse? What message would you like to give to the other states?
Well, in Victoria, we have ensured that the abuse of dowry, coercive dowry, is family violence, constitutes family violence, and therefore is a crime. So it's outlawed in Victoria, the abuse of dowry. And that's the message, that it can be done, and no one should tolerate this sort of family violence. And it doesn't matter who's involved, whoever's inciting it, whoever's doing it, has to recognise they're committing a crime. We've come a long way in 10 years, and we are moving the line between what's right and wrong and ensuring that young girls in particular are protected, and men in particular are encouraged to speak up and prevent this from happening.
The other states, how they should implement?
Well, the Senate have now reached the same conclusion that the Victorian government reached. And there's an opportunity to have uniform legislation around the country in the definition of family violence. The Victorian government have a definition which is operational now. I think that's a signpost for other states and indeed for the Commonwealth to do likewise. And I think that will happen. And I think it's important that we then work with other nations as well, where dowry is a heritage and a tradition, and to make sure that if there is dowry, there's no abuse of the dowry, no coercion associated with the dowry, and that those who are victims of such abuse and dowry know they are able to speak up, and that there will be people who will stand with them in preventing that coercion and that abuse. And those who commit it, or incite it, or watch it, they're all as guilty as each other.
Thank you so much for this short and sweet message.
Thank you.
SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.